Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. There's a saying that says, people only change when the pain of change is less than the pain of staying the same. That means until the way forward is an easier path, you're going to stay exactly where you are, no matter how painful it is. Now, I know for myself, when I look back on my life, the situations that I had put myself in, I basically stayed and put up with all sorts of rubbish. And it wasn't until the opportunity presented itself for me to move forward and I realized it was an easier option that I actually went for it. So I know personally that that little saying is very true. So today's podcast, I want to talk about where you're at the moment, because we all have challenges in our life. No matter how successful you get, no matter how good your relationships are, how much money you've got, how fit you are, all of that thing, until even if you've got all of that, you're still going to have problems. The trouble is, the better quality of your life you get, the better the quality of your problems. Now, I know this is true because my life now is presenting bigger problems than I had when I was in all my trouble. So I know that's particularly true, but that's fine because I'm a better person now to be able to cope and deal with it. And I know with yourself, as we help move you forward, that you will find you're better able to cope because you'll get better tools, you'll get better abilities, your confidence will increase, and therefore your ability to cope with all these problems will get better. But today, I want to have a look at where you are now, not where you're going to be in the future. So what I want to ask you today is, what are you tolerating? What is it that is causing you pain at the moment, but not enough pain to move you forward? Now, this could be, and I'll use health as an example because it's always an easy one for people to relate to. They say that a large percentage of our population now is obese. A good chunk of them are overweight. And looking around, that's pretty true. So if you're overweight and you've got high blood pressure, you've got the start of diabetes, you're struggling to get around, you get out of breath just walking up one flight of stairs, all this sort of thing. Now, that's obviously a pretty big challenge for most people. That creates a lot of hurdles to overcome. But the thing is, though, is that creating enough pain for you to choose a path to get out of it? Or can you not see the path? That's also another possibility. Sometimes you can't see what your options are. All you can see is where you're stuck. So if you're overweight and you've got a start of diabetes and high blood pressure and all this sort of thing, if you're stuck in that and you're thinking it's too hard to get out of here and you can't see that it's actually quite an easy journey, you're going to stay where you are because you believe the pain is great, but it's not so great that it'll move you into that realm of unknown or lack of direction. So with all my podcasts, I'm trying to raise your awareness to things. And I can tell you I've helped a number of people get past obesity. It's not an easy journey, but it's one of those ones where you just take it one day at a time, one step at a time, and it becomes achievable if you do it like that, all in small chunks and small bites. But I want to ask you today is, what things are you tolerating? Not just with your health, but with your relationships. Is your relationship a supportive relationship? Is it encouraging, or is it full of arguments and stress and fighting and tension and anguish and no intimacy and all this sort of thing? Is that your relationship? What's your job like? Is it a job where your boss stresses you out and you go into work and you just don't want to go in there and you can't wait to get home, you can't wait for the weekends, so you're not at work, you're not getting paid enough, it's just overwhelming, all these sorts of things. What are you tolerating? Are you tolerating no money? Are you tolerating being broke, having no savings, struggling to pay your bills, struggling to feed yourself? I've been there, living off... I lived for months just off this basic pasta dish that I used to make in bulk, so it was cheaper. And I survived on that for ages. I'm going to look back now and I think it's insane, but at the time it's what I had to do. So I tolerated that because at the time I couldn't see a way out. So I understand your pain, in case you're wondering. But what are you tolerating? What things in your life are you putting up with that you can't see a way out of? I want you to start making notes. Again, this is all part of this awareness. Write down a portion of your life, probably in relation to the seven big questions would make it probably a little easier to follow down the track. But write where you've got pain in one of the areas of your life and write down all the aspects of it that are causing you pain, like a relationship where there's arguing and tension and no emotional connection and all this sort of thing. Write down all these things and then see if you can find a way out of that. Now, for relationships, it's a bit more of a challenge, but things like your health, just small changes to your eating habits, small changes to your moving habits, all these sorts of things over the course of a year can have a massive impact on your life. But start writing down small little changes you can start making to your life. Start to try and build your awareness to things like I had to do all those years ago, things that I've now had to change within myself, but I had to get awareness to them. I had to sit down and ponder it and break it down and explore possibilities. And it's a lot easier now with the net. It's amazing what I've found on the net to help me. So that's today's podcast. As I just want to ask you, what is it you're tolerating and why are you tolerating it and where can you go from here? Feel free to send me an email, of course, the7bigquestions@yahoo.com. We can get a dialogue started about it. I enjoy these dialogues. I get a lot from them. I learn stuff as well because the feedback I get from yourselves helps me refine what I'm passing back to you. So in the long run, something you tell me could help thousands. So keep up the good work. Keep plugging forward. I know it's a long journey, but I know because I'm further up the hill, does look a lot better from up here, and I know you can do it because I've done it. If I can do it, you can do it, and I'll help you as much as I possibly can. Anyway, take care of yourself. Remember, it's all your choice, always has been, always will be. Take care. We'll catch you at the next podcast.